This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the mantra of the government is reform, perform and transform for the country's sustainable growth. Addressing the ET World Leaders Forum in New Delhi last evening, he highlighted that the Indian economy grew by 90% in the last 10 years, while the world economy grew by 35% during the same period. The Prime Minister noted that people are witnessing the country's achievements and are full of confidence. He mentioned that India has often performed better than predictions and peers. Mr. Modi emphasized that his government is committed to good governance. He also said that in the past 10 years, 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty. The Prime Minister added that the intentions of his government are more firm in the third term. Earlier, speaking at the ET World Leaders Forum, Electronic and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the government will launch a new scheme to help set up a sustainable electronics component ecosystem in the country. The Election Commission yesterday revised the polling date for the Haryana Assembly polls. Voting will now be held on the 5th of October instead of the 1st October. The poll body in a statement said that representations were received from national political parties, a state political party and the All India Bishnoi Mahasabha regarding the mass movement of people from the Bishnoi community of Haryana to Rajasthan to participate in the centuries-old Asoj Amavasya festival celebration. The Election Commission also announced that the counting of votes for both Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will be held on 8th October instead of the 4th of October. In Bihar, senior IS officer Amrit Lal Meena was yesterday appointed the new chief secretary of the state. Mr. Meena, a 1989 batch Bihar cadre IS officer, was recently repatriated to his original cadre. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has emphasized the need for collective efforts to address the challenges of climate change, biodiversity loss and depletion of natural resources. The Vice President was addressing scientists, faculty members and students of the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, Indian Institute of Petroleum, Dehradun, Uttarakhand, yesterday. He asserted that clean energy is not just another option but the only option. As part of a crackdown on the banned outfit CPI Maoist, the National Investigation Agency has conducted searches at 7 locations in 2 districts of Bihar and seized incriminating digital devices, documents and live ammunition. The NIA said the searches were conducted in connection with the arrest of 2 key CPI Maoist leaders, Vijay Kumar Arya and Umesh Chaudhary. Levy receipts, pamphlet and digital devices were seized from Arya at the time of his arrest. Besides the duo, 3 other accused are currently in judicial custody and have been charge-sheeted by the agency in the case. The first set of rules under the Telecom Act 2023, known as Digital Bharat Nidhi, has come into effect. The government has issued a notification in this regard. The Digital Bharat Nidhi will replace the erstwhile Universal Service Obligation Fund. According to the notification, funding from the Digital Bharat Nidhi will be provided to implementers for executing schemes and projects. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued a warning for heavy rainfall and squally weather over Saurashtra and Kutch, Gujarat, Maharashtra and Karnataka coasts today. As a cyclonic storm Asna moved westwards over northeast and northwest, Arabian Sea will maintain its intensity till today morning. Northeast United FC completed a brilliant comeback victory after being 2 goals down to overcome defending champions Mohun Bagan Supergiant on penalties and clinch the 133rd Indian Oil Durant Cup in a thrilling final played yesterday at the Vivekananda Yuba Bharati Kri Rangan in West Bengal. India is all set to depart for Lyon on September 6th to showcase its young talent at World Skills 2024 in France. And that is the end of this news bulletin.